It's a 10 on this TGIF, a beautiful day. Another chilly start early this morning, though not quite as cold as yesterday. Still very chilly, but with sunshine and not a whole lot of wind, this is a really pretty Friday. Temperatures this afternoon will reach into the mid-70s, and we're looking at a mostly clear sky. That'll lead into a cool night tonight again. So for high school football games, you will want sweaters and jackets. We'll drop into the 40s overnight, but the overall warming trend will continue. Your weekend, partly sunny, breezy, and mild both days. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s for Sunday. It will be a little bit cooler at the beaches, especially by Sunday, as an east to northeasterly breeze picks up a little bit thanks to an area of low pressure off to the east of Florida. But again, all systems are go for a pretty weekend, and there's lots going on. We have Spooktacular at the zoo. We have the air show, of course, tomorrow and Sunday. The gates open at 9 a.m. Show gets underway at 11 a.m. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, typically when the Blue Angels will go. And we're generally looking at partly sunny skies, temperatures reaching the 70s in the afternoon, good visibility, so it should be outstanding show. Sunday afternoon, we have the Giants in town to take on the Jags. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We need a win, first and foremost, a W. And the weather will be a win. We'll have partly sunny skies, temperatures well into the 70s, flirting with the 80-degree mark during the game. So it will be a little warm, especially if you're sitting on the east side of the stadium, because the winds will be out of the east and northeast about 10 miles per hour. So the east side of the stadium will be blocked from that wind. So it'll be a little toasty sitting in the sun, no doubt, but it could obviously be a lot hotter in Jacksonville for a football game. And we're looking at weather continuing to only warm slowly through the early part of next week under partly sunny skies. Monday and Tuesday's high temperatures will reach the low 80s, but still nighttime lows dipping down into the 50s for the most part. So overall, still really very comfortable, and you can let Mother Nature take care of your air conditioning at least at night, if nothing else. We're going to be able to cut down on these JEA bills a great deal, although I suppose a few people may have turned their furnace on the last few days, right? Went from the AC on Monday in the 80s to the furnace with temperatures down into the 30s the last couple of mornings. In the tropics, we do have still an area of low pressure that will be developing over the next couple of days to the east of Florida. It may try to take on some subtropical characteristics. It'll be pretty close to the Gulf Stream. It'll push on off to the north and east with time, though. It doesn't look to be a significant weather system, bringing some onshore flow and rip currents and rougher seas and surf to the parts of the Carolinas as far north as Chesapeake Bay. Doesn't look to really have a major impact on our weather other than kind of enhancing that northeasterly flow a bit by Sunday. So use some extra care at the beaches, as we always talk about and preach about, which well, otherwise will be a spectacular weekend at the beach. I mean, we're talking temperatures in the 70s, about the same as the water temperature, which is still in the mid-70s. Surf will be about 2 to 3 feet or so on the high end, sometimes at lower tides, 1 to 2 feet. And sunburn times down around 15 to 20 minutes. So still have that sunscreen handy, but a pretty beach weekend as well. Also in the tropics, by the way, off the coast of Mexico, Roslyn is intensifying, is expected to make a hit on the upper Mexico coast by Sunday afternoon and evening as a hurricane. Again, that's on the Pacific side, and then it will dissipate as it moves inland over northern Mexico later Sunday night into the early part of next week. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.